straight to another project to improve services, mm-hmm. to avoid hiring another person within IT.
That's good, though. I mean, that's. I just wanted to compliment you and really applaud the whole effort, having been through it in a different environment. But many of the things that you showed on your slides are very familiar to me, and you seem to have the sensitivity to the local needs, but also recognizing the value that comes from an enterprise-wide approach to information technology. And so I think it's great that we'll have cost savings, but I think that the benefits that will accrue just from being better operationally and more efficient and more able to collaborate among the campuses will be even greater for us than the actual dollars associated with it.
I appreciate those comments, and I'd also like to say that there's about 1,800 IT professionals throughout the university that have similar thoughts. They're all looking at their local level. So even though they're supporting faculty, they're trying to do it as efficiently as possible as well. And they're looking to their college, and the college looks to the campus. So it's very common with almost all of the IT professionals to have that same type of mentality. Improve the service, do it as most efficiently as you can.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you for the opportunity, President Hogan, Chairman Kennedy.
It won't be your last.
It's wrapped.
Great job.
Yes, please.
Ready?
Yes.
All right. I'll give the report of the two meetings that we've had of the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee since the last board meeting. Those occurred on April 26th and May 25th. At the April meeting, we discussed proposed amendments to the general rules on university organization and also a change to the bylaws, and those have already been mentioned by Trustee McMillan. Those appear on our agenda later as items 16 and 17, and we're very much in favor of those. We also began at the April meeting a discussion of process for evaluating the president's performance and then the performance of the board itself. And in executive session, we discussed a number of employee and appointment related matters. We next met on May 25th. We reviewed all of the agenda items that you'll see today, and we had a productive discussion on what we're going to take up at the board retreat in July, and so there's ongoing work associated with that. We also agreed at our May meeting that we would have this self-evaluation of the board in September, when a number of us will have completed 2 years and we can do a comprehensive assessment of performance of the board. We then again went into executive session where we discussed employee and appointment related matters and litigation topics. Our next meeting is scheduled for next Tuesday afternoon, at which time we'll continue the discussion around planning for the board retreat. That's it.
That's great. Well, thank you. Any questions? Okay. Karen, would you mind going next?
I'd be delighted. Thank you. Yesterday afternoon, around 3 o'clock, the Academic and Student Affairs Committee met. We had really an excellent meeting, if I might say so. Also in attendance were Trustees Quartz, Holmes, Oliver, and our three student trustees, Soso, Khan, and Olivier. We started the meeting by going over 11 items to be voted on later this afternoon by the board. We were given extensive information on those items before our meeting, and we discussed those in some detail yesterday, and we'll be voting on them soon. I'd like to thank Vice President Rao then for arranging a couple of wonderful presentations that were so helpful to us, and I hope our report will be helpful to you. First of all, we had two speakers, Dr. Rich and Dr. Gertz, discussed the big issue of pensions. That was kind of a down discussion because everything is up in the air. We don't know what's going to happen. We know at the university we have thousands of people not at ease about their future with the university because of proposed changes to the pensions. And I think this is a period of change. Once we know exactly what the state is going to do, the picture will become clear, and I think it will be much better for employees to know what choices are and to be able to make some decisions. We talked about encouraging employees not to jump the gun, to kind of hold back and see exactly what the legislature is going to do before they make any decisions. And I think that was very good advice, but it was an excellent presentation about the ins and outs of the pension problem, what the proposed solutions are, and particularly what it means to the university. The second presentation was begun by interim Vice President Shook, and it involved our need for continuing to advance research at the University of Illinois, and this was a very, very uplifting performance, very positive, and it really was very well done and just excellent. It began by, there were several parts to it. First of all, there was a discussion about an innovation summit that was held in April at the Champaign-Urbana campus. And this innovation summit, the subtitle was Building Bridges to Interdisciplinary Learning at Illinois, Integrating Education and Research. And it evidently was an excellent summit, and I think hopefully lots of things may come out of it. The participants seem to be very, very enthusiastic and wanting to actually begin scheduling another summit to follow up on the first one. So I think interdisciplinary learning at the U of I is something we're all interested in seeing advance. The second part of the presentation was about the University of Illinois Cancer Center that we're hoping will come to fruition. And this project has many, many applications to not only the university, but to the state of Illinois and the communities all around the state of Illinois. So it was an excellent presentation. We have a lot to be gained by following up on this and making it a reality in Illinois. And the last part of the presentation on research was a wonderful presentation by two faculty members, one from Urbana-Champaign and one from here in Chicago. They are working together on creating research opportunities for us at the University of Illinois, some very innovative projects, and the enthusiasm by these two presenters was wonderful. They discussed things like stem cell research that they're participating in, soft tissue reconstruction, some very unique and timely issues that present, I think, many, many opportunities for us in research. President Hogan was there, and I think you can verify how well received the presentation was, and it's exciting to see some of the opportunities we have
terrific.
Before
I think
us.
We need to show the whole board at some point.
Right, yeah. Yes, definitely. I would like to see the whole board receive the presentation. We announced that the next meeting will probably take place September 7th in Springfield, but if there is a need for a meeting right before our July meeting, we will have one, not scheduled at the present time, however. And finally, and very appropriately at this time, we said goodbye to our three student trustees, and I would like to be able to have us all do that at this time. I would like to say that these three have been excellent representatives of the student bodies, not only of their individual campuses, but of the university as a whole. I think when you look at the students all the work that we do here. This is what it's all about, these three. And it's so nice to have student trustees to remind us of that at committee meetings and at our board meetings, that this is why we do this work, really. And this group has been somewhat unusual in that they have been very congenial with each other. On the issue of tuition, there was some disagreement at the beginning about the vote, but the three of them got together, discussed their issue, and came up with a vote that the three of them agreed on. I think that doesn't always happen in this case, and so we have just really enjoyed working with all three of you. I think each of you has a wonderful future that we look forward to following up upon, and we're very proud of you, and I think I can say for the whole board how much we've enjoyed working with you. So thank you very much.
Okay, so I guess we're gonna reorder the agenda a little bit, and we'll go through and do the votes. There are two sets of votes that will occur. One is the voice vote agenda. The rest are what's called the roll call agenda, and we'll do the voice vote agenda first. The items for the voice vote agenda were listed in the material that was distributed, and Michelle, the secretary, will read the titles of all of them. After she's read them, we can discuss any open issues. Although I understand that most of the agenda items have been reviewed in one of the committees, and all of you have had the opportunity to reach out to Mike Hogan and other members of the staff for any kind of clarification. So there probably won't be too much discussion, but all is welcome. After the discussion, we'll vote on all of the items at once, and we'll vote as a group. Of course, if anyone wants to vote uniquely on any one item, that's easily accommodated. You just have to let Michelle know. Will you, at this point then, Michelle, read through the items on the voice vote agenda?
Happy to. A1, approve minutes of Board of Trustees meeting. Number 1, approve resolution for Harry J. Berman. Number 2, appoint Vice President, University of Illinois, and Chancellor, University of Illinois at Springfield. 2A, appoint Vice President for Health Affairs. 3, appoint Dean, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. Number 4 has been withdrawn from this agenda. Number 5, appointments to the faculty, administrative, professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 6, appoint members to the athletic board, Urbana. 7, appoint faculty fellows to the Institute for the Humanities, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Chicago. 8, sabbatical leaves of absence, 2011-2012. 9, establish the Center for Professional Responsibility in Business and Society, College of Business, Urbana. 10, establish the Institute for Genomic Biology, Office of the Vice Chancellor for Research, Urbana. 11, establish the Bachelor of Arts in Architectural Studies, College of Architecture and the Arts, Chicago. 12, establish the Bachelor of Arts in Public Health, School of Public Health, Chicago. 13, establish the Bachelor of Arts degree in Environmental Studies, College of Public Affairs and Administration, Springfield. 14, rename the Bachelor of Science in Liberal Arts and Sciences in Earth Science and Environment, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. 15, reorganize the Department of Psychology, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Chicago. 16, amend the general rules concerning university organization and procedure. 17, amend the bylaws of the Board of Trustees.
Okay. Is there any discussion on any of those items? Okay. May I have a motion to pass them?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? No, it looks like it carried unanimously, mm-hmm. Michelle. Thank you all. The next session is the, congratulations to Skip and Susan. We'll give you guys a round of applause.